Forced Migration Review, Issue 45, February 2014. Environmental Stress, Displacement, and the Challenge of Rights Protection, by Roger Zetter and James Morrissey. Examination of migration histories and current politics in Kenya, Bangladesh, Vietnam, Ethiopia, and Ghana sheds light on how rights are articulated for groups and individuals displaced in the context of environmental stress and climate change. Both migration and rights are sensitive issues in these case study countries, and the conjunction of the two is especially sensitive. The existence of a protection gap for environmentally displaced people is surprising, given the scope of protection available to other groups of displaced populations in domestic and international law. However, it may make little sense to privilege individuals displaced by the impacts of climate change, or other forms of environmental stress, over other involuntary migrants moving for a variety of reasons who are similarly outside already well-established categories, or, conversely, for whom there is established protection apparatus such as the Guiding Principles on Internal Displacement. End note 1. Indeed, with the exception of the 2009 African Union Convention for the Protection and Assistance of Internally Displaced Persons in Africa, known as the Kampala Convention, end note 2, there are no international legal instruments or norms that deal specifically with the protection of the rights of those whose displacement could be attributed in some way to environmental or climatic factors. Yet the countries of our study have not applied these instruments to the situations of displacement related to environmental change. This article explores why this is so. Displacement, protection, and rights. In general terms, protection in relation to people on the move is concerned with safety, security, dignity, and reducing vulnerability, as well as securing or safeguarding political, civil, social, economic, and cultural rights, including freedom of movement. Environmental stress in general, and climate change in particular, potentially impinge on the enjoyment of this wide range of domestic and internationally protected rights. In other words, ensuring rights and protection is part of the wider challenge of managing the consequences of environmental change, and particularly climate change. Given the likely predominance of internal migration, this article focuses on national responses. In practice, the discourse of rights is frequently reduced to a focus on material rights, at the expense of the much more challenging issue of affording political rights. In material terms, protection may be conceived in terms of physical assistance to overcome the impact of flooding and shelter provision in resettlement programs, for example. It is this material representation of rights protection which dominates current thinking in the context of environmental displacement. But the protection of rights may also be conceived in structural terms, since a process to tackle the structural and systemic inequalities and risks that underlie disaster vulnerabilities and the impacts of environmental stress, such as land rights or access to compensation, is inherently political and thus far more problematic. The discourse on rights protection among the national agencies addressing environmental change in the 5-country case studies has focused on material rights to the exclusion of the provision of political rights. We suggest that migration histories and current politics shape the way in which migration policy regimes are conceived and framed, and how rights are articulated for those groups and individuals displaced in the context of environmental stress and climate change. Thus, it is through analyzing the politics of migration and rights that we can better appreciate why it is that these governments do not, as yet, accord a full range of rights to those who are displaced or threatened by displacement in this context. Kenya. Questions of migration and population